What's up, guys? Welcome to the podcast. You're listening to the first official episode of the Drop a Deuce podcast. I'm Daniel Keenis. This is Frank Todd. We're out here. We're living it. We're having a great time. Frank, I'm glad you're not asleep today.
You know what? You're right. I mean, it was a little late last time. We're recording like 1 or 2 in the morning Eastern, and I was just not mentally ready for that one. But here we are today. We're going to talk some U.S. Open and get ready for a great last major of the year.
All right, Frank. We're starting out with the hot takes. What are your hot takes for the week?
So my hot takes for the week are that there's going to be a lot of upsets in the first round. I think that people are going to be surprised. I think that Fognini is going to get upset by Opelka. I like the way Opelka plays. He's basically younger John Isner. He has a big serve, and I think that's going to give Fognini a lot of trouble.
I mean, he looks like a gremlin, so I don't like him that much.
He's John Isner Jr. He's going to be what America has to hold on to for the next couple of years, because Fritz is always going to fall short. Johnson and Sock aren't going to do anything. So we're going to have to hold on to Opelka, TFO, hoping one of them can come through for us.
But nobody likes watching him. That's the issue.
I mean, it depends on the style of play you like. I love watching him and Isner serve because it's just so big.
I just like the random chance that he might like hit the umpire with a ball. Just like hit one of the Lions judges. Like, have you seen the mockumentary 7 Days?
Yeah, that's what I was about to get to. Where you
I got the 200-mile-per-hour serve, yeah. Like, up the dick.
Andy Samberg's character, Aaron Williams, just hits that giant serve right up the middle and he kills the line judge. That's what Opelka could do if he wanted to.
And loses Wimbledon.
He choked that match. We'll talk about that later. I mean, that was the biggest choke of tennis history. Come on, Aaron Williams.
Jesus Christ.
Daniel, what's your hot take of the week?
My hot take of the week is that Kyrgios is winning this. Kyrgios is definitely winning the U.S. Open.
Okay, this thing is, depends, does Kyrgios actually want to win the U.S. Open? Because if Kyrgios wants to win the U.S. Open, he will. He just doesn't want to win that often.
Kyrgios reminds me of me, just like not giving a fuck about a lot, but still, oh, he has like mental issues. I don't know what's wrong with him. Like, he gets mad, he gets literally fined more than he made that week.
He's a head case. He's a great player, but he just doesn't try enough. And if he wanted to try and win, he could win a major, especially on hard court. Just a question, does he want to? You know, Daniel, I'm gonna give you one more hot take. I'm gonna go to the women's show this time. This Maria Sharapova Serena Williams match is not exciting. It would have been exciting 5 years ago, but at this point, they're both older and in the back ends of their career. Serena had a kid. She just hasn't had the same intensity since then. And I think Sharapova showed she just isn't at that same physical point as she was when she played in Wimbledon.
Serena's winning this tournament, though.
I don't think she will.
I mean, I think she gets like the quarterfinals.
I'm looking at her. I agree with that. I'm looking at her section now. She'll be fine until the quarters of the semis, but I think she won't get past that. I think Barty is going to win this section for sure.
You think so?
Yeah, Barty's going to be in the finals. All right, Daniel, let's start talking about some matches to watch. We'll start on the men's side of the draw. What are your matches to watch on the men's side?
So I only have one. So I know you have a few. The biggest one that I have, well, I have two. I'll give you two. The biggest one that I have is Shapovalov versus Felix Auger-Aliassime.
That was actually one of mine, so
like,
stole it.
Biggest match, literally, I could not tell you who's going to win. It is an absolute coin flip. Both of them have played each other since they were, like, in the womb. they're both, what, 19-year-old Canadians? Like, we're older than that, and we're doing this. We're literally analyzing. We're guessing who's going to win that match against people younger than us.
I told you this. I've said this many times before, Daniel. I do not like this. It's not fun that there's actually people I am older than playing professional sports now. I don't like this at all. I'm less than a year older than Shapovalov. Thank God. So it's not as weird. But yeah, I was going to talk about that one. You guys heard me talk a little bit about Fognini versus Opelka in the first time with our storylines to watch. But, you know, I'm going to try to find you an unseeded match here that I think will be interesting. And it's Sousa versus Thompson. I think it's just one of those matches that it's going to be a good first-round match where anyone can come out top, and you're going to see 4 or 5 sets of good tennis. And that's kind of what you want to watch, especially in these first couple weeks when you got a lot of mismatches. Kind of like, I think Kyrgios will wipe the floor with Stevie Johnson.
I mean, I think that match is going to be pretty close.
I just don't think Johnson's at that level, but we can talk about that in a minute. But yeah, I just think that this will be a good first round match. And I think that in the Kyrgios Johnson match, it depends if Kyrgios wants to win. Again, we saw in Wimbledon, he just didn't want to win sets when he was playing.
He was just dicking around.
Who was the Australian he was playing?
Where
he
just Jordan Thompson.
Thompson, thank you. Yeah. Where he literally just tanked sets because he's like, I'll just win the fifth. Yeah. I don't care. And that's what's going to happen, Kyrgios. And that's, it depends if he does that again.
I mean, I feel like Diego Schwartzman and Robin Haase is going to be pretty good. I think that's going to be on Tuesday. I'm not sure if the order plays out.
Honestly, when I looked, it was not out yet.
Yeah, Diego Schwartzman, like the 5-2 wizard, just never misses. And Robin Haase looks like someone scary I don't want to see.
You know,
he looks like a clown. He looks like a clown, and I am terrified of clowns.
Looking at that section, I want to see what Lloyd Harris does, because this is kind of random guy to pick.
He played good against Federer.
He took a set off Federer at Wimbledon. You take a set off first round Federer in grass courts? That's pretty impressive.
Who's he playing?
He's playing I'm not even going to pronounce his name, Grishimov?
Igor.
Igor Grishimov? Yeah. I mean, that's a winnable match for him.
He probably could.
I think
he's a dog though, but I think Sanga Sandgren should be pretty good.
Tennis is gonna have to live up to a lot after his Wimbledon run.
Oh, and his name.
Well, yeah.
His name's fucking Tennis.
He hasn't lived up to the name Tennis yet.
If you're in the US Open, I think you've lived up to the name Tennis.
Well, not to like, I mean, come on. He was one of those Americans who we had whole high hopes for, and he just didn't live up to them. He's one of those guys who makes a run.
I had no hopes for him.
He had good hopes coming out of college, like coming out. That he was going to be
at Tennessee, right?
Yeah. That he was going to not be like a major winner, but that he was going to be competing. He's one of those guys who makes a run every couple of years, and he just had his run.
He's, what is he now, like 100? I have no idea what he's ranked anymore.
I'll have our stats department look this up right now.
So you.
Yeah, by the way, listeners, the stats department is me stalling on my computer while I look something up. Don't worry. I'm quick. Tennis Sandgren is ranked 73 now.
That's not bad.
That's like 80 spots higher than Jack Sock.
Yeah, yikes. Well, Jack Sock hasn't won a fucking match in
Sock's been injured, but I just hate Jack Sock now.
No, he's not. He hasn't been injured.
Yeah, he hasn't played that much this year.
That's because he can't get into tournaments.
Because he was hurt at the beginning of the year.
Okay, true. Yeah. But, like, still. He needs to be better.
Yeah, he's terrible. But, okay. So, I think Dejiri Kecmanovic also has potential to be a fun match to watch.
That should be fun. Kecmanovic's been insane this year.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be close, but I think it'll be fun to watch. That's kind of what I like to see, too, is I like the close matches, and I like these matches that you get to see a lot of close points and just, you know, fun shots.
Yeah, I think so. All
right. So, Daniel, do you want to jump over to the women's side of the draw?
Yeah, let's do it.
So, the first thing I'm looking at here is, this is just something I want to talk about because she was so exciting at Wimbledon, Coco Gauff.
Oh, love her.
I think she'll make it. I don't know if she'll be able to do the same thing she did, but this is just incredible that what she did at US Open, or sorry, Wimbledon. She's got a little tougher draw with Potapova in the first round than Suarez Navarro in the second.
She could win those, though.
She could. I just think it's crazy that we now have an athlete who played at such a high level who was born after 2001.
Yeah, like, it's absolutely insane. I mean, because this was pretty normal back in the day, in like the 70s, 80s. You get these like 15-year-olds who just don't miss beating like all these pros. You don't get that now, especially since athletic training has gotten so good. Literally, I'm shook. Coco Gauff is a billionaire, and we're talking about her making no money.
Let's put this way. I'm about to be 6 years older than her. Yeah. And I'm sitting here talking about how good a tennis player she is.
Yeah.
I hit my life in right now.
I hit my life.
All right, let's move on to another player who's a little less depressing for us.
Danielle Collins. The fiery who, as I like to call her. So she went to the University of Virginia. She won two natties there. She's playing Polana Hercog, who Coco Gauff beat at Wimbledon. And I think she's going to cruise in that. I mean, maybe it's because I like know her and I love her and she's amazing, but
what do you think of... Okay, so I think Danielle Collins will have a run, but I'm interested to see what Barty does. She lost in the early.
I think Barty's going to lose. I think Barty's going to lose.
How early, though?
First round.
Really?
She's losing to Serena Diaz.
Really?
Diaz is good. Nobody gives her credit, but she's like solid.
But do you think she's gonna beat Barty?
I mean, okay, what's Barty's draw?
Barty, well, as you know, as you just said, she got Diaz in the first round, then she got the winner of Rahsaan Davis in the second
round. So, Lauren Davis. I think she'll cruise through that.
Johanna Rahsaan. I think she's got a good draw, man. She's got... This is the
next She'll lose to Sakari.
If Sakari gets Sakari through
third round. Yeah. That's kind of it.
It's going to be interesting.
But I think one of my biggest matches this week, I think it's a Tuesday match, is Allison Risk versus Garbine Muguruza.
Oh, that'll be a good match.
Allison Risk got to the quarterfinals of Wimbledon. She is so good. And Garbine's been up and down. I think that match is going to go three regardless. I don't know who's going to win, but I'm excited to, you know, procrastinate and just, like, watch as much as I can.
And then, I mean, we'd be bad tennis if we didn't at least touch it again. Serena Williams versus Marie Sharapova.
I was really trying not to talk about that.
We have to. I mean, it's too big of a match. ESPN is hyping it up like it's the greatest tennis match that have ever been played. I was watching the Florida Miami game last night, and there were four US Open commercials, three of them just about Serena and Marie Sharapova. They are hyping it up so much.
It's going to be a blowout. I think it'd be hilarious if Serena's first match back from yelling at the ref, she loses. That would be hilarious.
Careful, Daniel. We'll get canceled if we complain about that.
I'm not complaining about it. I just think that'd be funny.
I mean, yeah, I'm not a big Serena fan, but I still think she's going to win, go far in this tournament. She won't win, but I think she'll go far.
I'd like to thank you guys again for listening to the first episode of the Drop a Deuce podcast. Frank, how do you think it went?
Well, I think it went well. I think our picks of the US Open are absolutely fire, and I think we'll have some fun watching it this week.
All right, we're concluding right now. Who's your men's and who's your women's pick?
My men's winner pick, I'm going to have to go to the stereotypical Djokovic here. I just think he's too good.
The surgical Djokovic?
I said stereotypical.
Oh, stereotypical.
Come on, Daniel.
He's surgical too. Okay.
Yes, either one applies, but he's just too good. And then the women's, we disagree heavily on this one, but I'm going Barty.
I'm going Serena. I think she could win.
So who's your men's pick then?
Nadal.
Nadal.
Nadal. He hasn't played in a while. I think he's going to win.
We'll find out. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
All right, see you guys.